Welcome to Truman's Matrix. A podcast built around the craziest headlines around the world. A production of Digging Deeper Media, owned by Hale Multimedia. Where you don't know who's watching who, or who's controlling you. Truman's Matrix. The Truman Show and The Matrix wrapped up into one crazy podcast about the craziest headlines in the world, really. Things that we want to believe are not true. We want to say, this is all a conspiracy. We're not going to, this is just for fun. All these things really aren't happening. But the problem is, it leads us right into our third segment, which is The Ugly Truth. And a lot of times, we're flip-flopping our subjects with those two segments.
Right.
Because we're like, well, that actually is true. That's not a conspiracy anymore.
Right.
But anyway, so on tonight's Truman's Matrix, I have some blue sky for sale. And inside that blue sky, if you capture that blue sky properly, and I'll be the judge of that, then if it has enough of these elements in it that I want, such as carbon.
Right.
Then I'll give you money for that. But I won't give you money. I'm going to actually get the government to give you money, or some program that's going to subsidize this deal. And we're going to get a big cash flow going on.
Yeah, because the government likes to subsidize things.
Because I've got some blue sky for sale. Hello, blue sky. There's got to be a song in there somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Hello, blue sky. Okay. All right, so tonight's Truman's Matrix is subsidizing blue sky. And what I mean by that is, like Andy said, the government wants to subsidize everything. And I'm not sure what video you inserted into this, but I think I did have another video that I can put on our channel that will demonstrate that exact concept. I don't know if you, what video you have. This is going to be a surprise for me here.
Okay.
I'm reviewing this article with you live. That's cool. My reaction. We do that here on Digging Deeper. Andy writes. We come up with the idea during the week. Andy writes the article, and then I get to read it with her together and reveal it to you on Saturday nights now. And many times it's the first time I've seen it.
Right. This video is actually from Mike Adams, so I'm sure you probably had something different.
Okay. That's Dr. Mike Adams.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. No, I had something from someone who was really adamant about how everything, any kind of a scam, big money scam, the big corporations, government, whoever, they use the non-existent product, almost like a Ponzi scheme, and create giant amounts of cash to fund this non-fungible product, I mean, or service, this blue sky. It's, you, do you know what the number one product is in the world right now? The number one product that is paid the most for? News.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I had to just tell you because you weren't going to get it.
I wasn't going to get that one.
News. People want information. They want news. That's why this podcast has thousands and thousands of downloads.
It's an information war.
It is.
And being able to filter through the BS and the truth is not easy.
That's right.
For any of us.
When you say information war, if you shorten that title down, you have InfoWars.
Right.
And everybody knows what that's all about. It is an information war, and it's also what you believe in is what you put your money in. So if you think about causes, again, blue sky, causes. Mm-hmm. Let's reduce crime. Okay, let's reduce crime. What do we do? Put a bunch of money towards it. What does that do? That'll make it lower. Or let's, how about, oh, there are so many different examples. Maybe I should just let you get started on your article because,
well, it's not much of an article, really. It's a 15-minute video.
Okay. All right.
So I wanted you to have time to talk.
Oh, all right. Good, good. because there are so many different things that get bought and sold that never did anybody any good.
Yeah.
I guess the dot-com crumble would be one of the best examples of it. All of these companies that sprouted up and they had brilliant, just supposedly amazing ideas on how they were going to change the world with their product or service, got all these investors to invest millions of dollars, and then folded within 2 to 3 years. Folded. And left all those investors. And that's what happened in the dot-com crumble, is all of these blue sky ideas came to fruition in a sense that they were funded, but they weren't necessarily anything good. There were just a few over the years that actually did survive and made it. And one of the companies that started prior to 2000 that is, I don't even want to mention their name. Because I'm an anti-person of that company, so I am not going to mention their name. But there are a few companies that started prior to the 2000s that are still around that were good ideas.
Yeah,
we'll leave it at that.
But blue sky can be like you said, news.
Oh,
but it can also be all these credits for things. Whether the eco credit or the social credit or...
Oh, tax credits. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tax credit is a subsidy. That's a good example. Mm-hmm. A tax credit is a subsidy. So here's a good one. You get a check in the mail for $5,000.
Yeah.
And it's yours. It's
Yay.
Really for... It's really
oh,
for...
goody.
It's really $5,000 for you. It's made out to you. And it's good towards your $15,000 insurance policy.
Right. So who's wanting to spend $10,000 on an insurance policy, right?
How that leaves me $10,000 out of pocket, not $5,000 in my pocket.
Correct.
For something they forced me into.
Mm-hmm.
How about farming subsidies?
Yes.
Government ruined farming, just like in Zimbabwe when hyperinflation started in 1989, when they decided to take over farming and print billion-dollar bills.
Yep.
They did two things, ruined farming and overprinted money. Hmm.
Yep.
Sounds familiar in this
Sounds
country.
Sounds familiar. Yep.
Some of our biggest enemies as normal, everyday people, unfortunately, is the agricultural sector. The big companies like the Cargills and the JBS. And there we go. Another Amber Alert. Let's see what we have here. This is the same Amber Alert, the San Marcos one, with Legend Torres, the 2-year-old abducted out of San Marcos, Texas, by his probably father, 46-year-old Hispanic male, Joey Torres. He's the suspect.
A lot of times that's what happens.
Many times that is it. Yep. If you want to catch us on Facebook, we're right there on Digging Deeper TV, also on Twitter as Digging Deeper US. And Twitch as Digging Deeper TV. So there are several examples of blue sky, and maybe our listeners want to chime in on the chat. There we go. We'll see what they say. Let us know what you think about blue sky. Different things that are sold as blue sky. Promises that you know, were never kept.
Right.
Policies that don't mean anything later because they expire. Or how about discount coupons that expire in a year?
Yeah.
That's pretty much blue sky. You get the chance to save some money if you spend more money.
Even the warranties are kind of blue sky because how many people actually take advantage of them, you know?
Right. Blue sky comes in so many different shapes and sizes, but only one color.
Blue.
Yeah.
It's a good color.
You know, and there was a really interesting question. I don't know if these guys, I think they actually do this. I think they do this for clicks. I do. I get some of these social media feeds with thousands and thousands of followers.
Mm-hmm.
I look at them and I think they're just asking these questions just to get comments. That's not because they really need to know. For instance, I thought my answer was pretty good to this one. What would your answer be if someone were to ask, what is one thing that blue-eyed people have in common?
Blue eyes.
That was my answer. I think it was the only one that put that down. And I'm thinking that's common sense.
Yeah.
You can guarantee that.
Right.
All the rest of the stuff is up for debate.
True.
So there really didn't need to be a question.
Well, they're all people.
Yeah. Well.
If they're blue-eyed people, they're all people.
Right. Yeah. You called them people. I was trying to think of other things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're blue-eyed people. They both have eyes.
Yep.
Okay. All
right. And I would assume since they're people, they're human.
For now.
For now.
For now. For now, yeah. Because there's some subhumans, and there's some superhumans, and there's some transhumans.
Yeah.
And there's some conversions, too.
Yes.
There's some... Never mind. We won't go there. But I will tell you, we're stuck on 699 followers on our little Facebook page on Digging Deeper TV.
Hey, people, come follow us.
Yeah, let's see who's going to be number 700.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, might even get a t-shirt or something. Or a mug. Or some blue sky.
Yeah.
How about some blue sky for the next follower? Okay. Speaking of blue skies, let's see what Reed's up to. He's still stuck in the mud in Oklahoma and looking for the storm that doesn't exist. And the TV station, we've got some things going on, but nobody's getting too excited. I think we're okay in our weather right now, although
yes.
That does look muddy. We do recommend that you do not follow storm chasers and that you stay clear of storms and take shelter when they tell you to take shelter. But now it's time to go ahead and take a look at that video.
Yes.
Should we do that? Well, here it is.
So
carbon dioxide is one of those things that we hadn't talked about yet. We kind of hinted at it.
It is.
Carbon emissions, carbon credits, and carbon sequestration. All of this talk about carbon makes me feel like the mimeograph machine just got on my fingers.
Ew, I remember that thing.
What in the world? We're all made of carbon.
Right.
So, are we all bad? Is carbon bad or is carbon good? Why do I get credit for it?
Right.
If I have some or if I give you some. I don't know.
Or you get dinged if you have too much. Or you release too much.
Oh, yeah. Like the cows who are in trouble.
Yeah. They're
trying to get them to fart less by genetically modifying their methane.
It's just so ridiculous, isn't it?
It's absolutely stupid. It's stupid. Again, that's another thing that's for blue sky.
Yep.
And that's research. These money, the million and $2 million from that original research project where somebody actually studied cows chewing their cud.
I know.
That is destroying the ozone layer.
So ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yep. Another blue sky, just speaking of blue sky, I've got to throw this in for my friend David, that yes, they've been painting the skies. Yes, they've been they've been modifying the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is all happening. You aren't the only one that sees this. We see it too. It's all about manipulation right before our eyes.
Yes, it is.
And that's the war on the elements of life, really.
Yep.
It's like what Mike Adams is talking about in his exclusive video that we're going to play for you here tonight. The war on the elements of life.
Elements. They're the building blocks of everything that exists in our world. They're the building blocks even of life. The elements form molecules, and those molecules are animated with life and consciousness and intent and creativity. That is life, a gift from God, but expressed through the physical matter of our realm. And that physical matter can be broken down into elements, as you can see from the table of elements. Those elements include hydrogen, helium, and then things like carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, magnesium, right? All the metals and the nutritive minerals are elements. And without those elements, we cannot survive. So when the globalists attack elements, they are attacking life on planet Earth. Welcome to this special video report, The Globalist War on the Elements of Life. So you've probably heard the phrase, the war on carbon. And we've been told that carbon's bad. Well, carbon is found in carbon dioxide, and the EPA has declared carbon dioxide to be a pollutant. Well, did you also realize that we are carbon-based life forms? And in fact, all life that we know of in the cosmos is carbon-based life. All the life on planet Earth, the pollinators, the insects, microbes, humans, primates, animals, the dolphins and whales, the fish in the sea, everything is based on carbon. So a war on carbon is a war on life. And did you know that most of the molecules that you need to live, such as, let's say, vitamin C, is based on carbon? Did you know that medicinal herbs are all carbon-based molecules? And did you know that plants need carbon in order to survive, and that food crops need carbon in order to produce food? So a war on carbon is a war on food, and a war on carbon dioxide is a war not just on food and crop production, it's also a war on oxygen, because carbon dioxide, of course, contains both carbon and oxygen. And without oxygen, none of us can breathe. The animals would asphyxiate and die. Even the dolphins and the whales and the insects and the pollinators, they would all die without oxygen. So when the powers that be declare war on carbon and war on carbon dioxide, they are declaring war on the two most important elements for life as we know it on this planet. They are, in effect, declaring that they are on the side of death. They are part of a death cult. And in that death cult, they wish to see the total destruction of life on Earth. Now, they've come to realize that one of the easiest ways to accomplish mass death is through mass starvation. So they are attacking the food supply by trying to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. This is a terraforming operation that's known as carbon sequestration. They have large machines that pull carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, turn it into a liquid, they pump it through pipelines, and then store it underground in order to deprive the world's crops of access to CO2. Now, why does this matter? Because of photosynthesis. Because photosynthesis, which is the single most important biological process on planet Earth, requires carbon dioxide as one of its three inputs. Photosynthesis needs carbon dioxide, sunlight, and water. With these three things, plants can produce food, plants can produce their own structures, stalks, stems, leaves, pollen, flowers, fruit, nuts, and so on, and roots. But they need photosynthesis to function, and photosynthesis needs sunlight and carbon dioxide and water. Well, the globalists are at war with two out of those three. They're at war with sunlight. They say there's too much sunlight, and they want to dim the sun through something called stratospheric aerosol injection to block the sun, to literally reduce the amount of sunlight reaching the surface of the Earth. And they also want to block carbon dioxide through carbon sequestration, like I just mentioned. In doing so, they would cause an ecological collapse, a mass extinction event on planet Earth, the likes of which has never been seen in the history of the planet. According to mainstream scientists, Earth has been around for something like 5 billion years, but never in those 5 billion years has there been an attempt to mass murder all life on the planet by the very life forms living on the planet. This is a first, and this is devastating. This is planetary scale genocide being carried out in the name of climate change, in the name of saving the planet. But it's not just carbon and oxygen that are being targeted by this climate death cult. Now they've come up with something new to try to target, and that's nitrogen. By attacking nitrogen, they can attack the meat supply on our planet. They can shut down livestock operations by claiming that livestock produce too much nitrogen. Now, they've already said that livestock produce too much methane, but they haven't really come up with a way to capture cow farts and cow burps without seeming really stupid. What are cows supposed to wear? Masks and methane absorbing diapers, and then should farmers change the diapers of the cows every day? I don't think that's going to work. So the powers that be have decided that, well, they can target nitrogen in urine. That's right, urine. They've said that animal urine is a threat to the environment, somehow. Even though nitrogen is precisely the nutrient that is needed by plants to accelerate their growth, and is needed by food crops in order to produce more food. Nitrogen is fertilizer, and animal urine is also a form of fertilizer. So is human urine, by the way. You see, nitrogen is freely available in the atmosphere. Somewhere around 78-79% of the atmosphere is nitrogen, mostly in the form of N2. Well, that nitrogen can't be used by plants in that form. It has to be converted into a form that's more readily absorbable through plant roots. It has to be made, in essence, bioavailable. Well, over 100 years ago, a German scientist named Haber, H-A-B-E-R, he developed a way to use very high pressure and heat to force nitrogen to combine with hydrogen in order to create NH3, also known as ammonia. He used hydrocarbons, i.e. natural gas, to derive the hydrogen, and then he pulled nitrogen from the air. And this invention is one of the most important discoveries in the history of the world, because it allowed the creation of nitrogen-based fertilizer, which now feeds about half the planet. About 4 billion people on planet Earth are able to eat because of this Haber invention. And that's because it makes nitrogen bioavailable to plants in the form of ammonia. And then from that ammonia, you get things like ammonium nitrate, which is a fertilizer, and other forms of mineralized fertilizers, such as calcium nitrate and so on. But animals can also do something that's similar without building massive factories. Animals can take nitrogen from the air and even from foods, and they can convert it into usable nitrogen in their urine. So cows are doing what Haber wanted to do, and they're doing it for free. And the nitrogen that comes out of cow urine, which consists partly of urea, can be used to fertilize crops and produce food for the world. So animal urine is not a pollutant. Animal urine is fertilizer for food. And it merely needs to be captured and redirected and used to fertilize crops. And that would be organic, by the way. And it would reduce the need for synthetic fertilizers made from fossil fuels. So really, animal urine should be captured and utilized to grow food. And yet, what we have all over the world, including in the Netherlands and in European countries in particular, but spreading around the world, is an attack on nitrogen as a fulcrum to shut down animal meat production. They say nitrogen is a pollutant in exactly the same way that they say carbon is a pollutant, or that carbon dioxide is a pollutant, or that sunlight is bad. So now you see, the war on the table of elements is expanding. Previously, it was just a war on carbon. More recently, a war on carbon dioxide. And now it's a war on carbon, oxygen, and nitrogen. And all that's combined with a war on sunlight, photosynthesis. So it begs the question, what elements will the globalists attack next? Will they say that hydrogen is bad? Because hydrogen and helium power the sun. Will they say that the solution would be to destroy the sun and have a dark collapsed ball floating around in space instead of something that provides light and heat and warmth and energy to planet Earth? Would they want to kill the sun if they could? Probably. After all, they're a death cult. They are aligned with darkness and death. And if they could eliminate helium and hydrogen, they could stop global warming and stop the planet from warming, because it would become a frozen dead ice ball and the entire ecological biosphere would totally collapse. That seems to be their goal. Now, whatever they can't destroy, they want to tax out of existence. And this is how they've created something you've heard about, carbon taxes. So now they want to tax the table of elements. Well, since every living thing on planet Earth is made of carbon, they are essentially admitting that they wish to tax every living thing on planet Earth. You're made of carbon. They want to tax you for the element of carbon that's in the molecules in your body. There's carbon in your skin, there's carbon in your hair, carbon in your organs, in your blood. Every system in your body contains carbon, so they want to tax every single system. And when you breathe, you also exhale carbon dioxide. So they want to tax your respiration. And that means they might want to charge you for every breath you take. Or they might want to limit your emissions by reducing the number of breaths you take. And of course, the most effective way for them to do that is to just kill you. Because dead people don't breathe. Dead people don't produce carbon dioxide. And nor do dead cattle or ranch animals. So you see, all of their solutions come back around to death. Because they, the globalists, the climate cultists, they are death cultists. They seek death. They want to see humanity killed off. And every human behavior is something that they want to cause to be shut down. Even if it's food production, farming, transportation, innovation, business activity, all of it, they want it all shut down because you are bad. Because you are made of carbon and you exhale carbon dioxide. So the table of elements was once celebrated as it was developed in modern times as an incredible understanding of life. Look, the scientists said, we figured out what life is made of. This is the matter that defines the physical structure of life and even things that aren't living. This is the stuff that the world is made of. What an amazing discovery. Little did they know that maybe just a little more than a century later, other scientists would look at that table of elements and use it as a tool to try to achieve mass death. Not life, but death, the opposite of what the original scientists declared. So they've used the understanding of life in order to create tools for death. And it's all being done in the name of science. The entire field of science, which was once a field of discovery, and innovation, creativity, and excitement, has now become a field of death, destruction, and deception. Science is now used to bludgeon the people, to force them, to coerce them into taking vaccines that kill them. Or to limit their activities, such as farming, or food production, or transportation, or even breathing. Science has become a weapon against humanity, and the table of elements has become the target zone. It is important, though, that we understand science, so that we can understand the weapons that the globalists are using against us. They will use science to carry out genocide. They will use science to commit murder against humanity. And they will use science to try to kill planet Earth and turn it into a frozen, dark orb of death. Because ultimately, that's what the climate cult wants for all of us. Never forget that. Thank you for listening. Please share this mini documentary everywhere. You have my permission to repost it on your own video channels and other platforms. Be sure to visit my website, naturalnews.com, and also the platform that I built in order to express free speech, Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, known as the Health Ranger. I am a published scientist and an owner of an ISO-accredited food science laboratory, one of the most active labs in the world when it comes to developing food science analytical techniques using mass spectrometry. So when it comes to science and the elements, I know exactly what I'm talking about. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Take care.
And that's going to do it for this edition of Truman's Matrix, a podcast built around the craziest headlines around the world, a production of Digging Deeper Media, owned by Hale Multimedia. You can find Digging Deeper with Brian Hale on your favorite podcast network, or visit all of our podcasts under one roof at diggingdeeper.us. And one more thing.
Good. good afternoon, good evening, and good night.